Blog Talk Radio.
This is a special presentation of the Craze Sports and News Network. www.ksnonlinehome.com. Coming up next on the Craze Sports and News Network, sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, is the Sports Docket with your host, Aceman and the Quads, a.k.a. Steven Ackerman and Ethan Quasman. We cover the MLB, the NBA, and the NHL in an amazing, cool way. It's next on KSN Radio.
In the air to deep right center. Back goes Lewis to the wall. And it's all here!
Wow, what a win for the Mets last night. And the Yankees' struggles continue, their fifth straight loss. We're talking Mets-Yankees baseball.
Welcome to the Sports Docket.
And the NHL Stanley Cup Game 2. Next on KSN Radio with Aceman and the Quad. Stay tuned.
Hello, good evening, and how you be? 5:01 and 23 seconds on a Wednesday night in New York City on the Sports Docket with Aceman and the Quas. We'll take you for a one-hour show until the Mets game coming up at 7 on KSN. Or the 7.
How are you doing, Ethan?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Last night was a great victory for
the
Mets.
Oh, amazing win. Delgado finally coming through, a couple of homers. And
Armando Benitez, another save for us.
Benitez, what's up with him in the box both times that he got the save?
Well, the first one looked like it could have been a questionable call. It was Bob Davidson again.
But the second one, there's no doubt.
He's known for calling his box Bob Davidson, but the second one, two umpires saw it, Carl Delgado saw it, everybody in the stadium saw it.
Yeah, he's always calling it.
So a big win for the Mets last night, and the Yankees' struggles continue. They lost 3-2 to Toronto.
Yeah, the Red Sox defeated the Indians 4-2, their fifth straight win. The Yankees.
So now Yankees 14.5 back. The Red Sox have the best record in baseball.
Whoa. Yeah.
Mets have the best record in the National League.
Yeah,
that's how things are shaping out to be.
Yep, things are shaking out great today. And, of course, we feel very consoling.
We feel very bad for the Yankee fans.
We do. We console with them.
I mean, it's not like the Mets have ever had a season where they, you know, sucked.
Yeah.
Well, the Mets have had their share of sucky seasons.
You know,
I think those are over for a while.
It's been a while since the Mets have been 8 games under like the Yankees have.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while. It's been like 2 years.
But, Steven, but ourselves, we can't personally console Yankee fans because, you know, we're Mets fans. So what I've done is...
Well, I think the Yankees, you know, eventually they're going to have to come back. They're going to have to eventually go on a winning streak, but who knows, it could be too late, so...
Yeah, right, and I heard a funny story. I heard a funny thing that the Red Sox could actually clinch, they can clinch the AL East by mid-June.
Well, Red Sox?
Yeah, the Red Sox.
Nobody will ever clinch by mid-June, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
The Mets had a 12-game lead last year. They didn't clinch until, September 17th.
Yeah, that's because the Phillies got hot, but...
No, because the Mets got swept by the Pirates.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well,
it turned out good because the Mets would then win.
Yeah, they
clinched at
home against the Florida Marlins. So, of course, who could forget Jose Valentin was the hero in that game.
Oh, yeah, Jose Valentin.
Jose Valentin had two home runs in that game, I believe. Who was the pitcher for that game for the Mets?
Was it Glavin? It might have been Glavin.
I remember. May have been Glavin, may have been Maine. I'm not sure.
It wasn't Pedro. He was on DL already.
Yeah, Pedro was, he made the start in Pittsburgh the night before that. And
he was there. Yeah.
And that was where he knew his season would be done. He had his head down in the dugout, if you remember that.
Yeah, it's very sad and emotional now.
But the Mets made the playoffs. They went pretty far, but not far enough.
Steven, right now it's very, very sad, very depressing for Yankees fans.
Yeah, well, it's very depressing.
Especially last night, I mean, it just can't get any worse.
I mean, come on, they had the game last night.
Last night?
About this? Figure this. In the same night in the Mets and the Yankees game, the Mets scored the tying run of the game on a balk.
Yeah?
And then in the Yankee game, the tying run of the game is scored by stealing home plate.
Well, actually, that was the lead run.
Balks or steals of home plate?
Yeah, well, here's the scenario, Stephen. It was the Yankees and Toronto tied at 1 in the 7th inning. There were 2 out. It was a 1-1 pitch. The runners were at the corners. Pettit was on the mound. And this is what happened.
backfield. Holman is healed, and he is safe. The Blue Jays take the lead at 2-1.
How about that? How about that?
Yeah, a heads-up play by Aaron Hill. Heads-up play by Aaron Hill.
What?
Andy Pettit was in a long windup.
Yeah.
Long stretch. He didn't take a look at Hill.
Yeah.
And Hill race home. You know, he got in just in time before Posada's tag. So good heads-up play by Hill. And
It can't get any weirder right now for the Yankees.
That ended up being the difference in the game.
It can't get any weirder right now. Well, Stephen, before we get to our something for Yankee fans, we have something special for them.
Oh, do we?
What?
Is it a cake?
Not quite. It's
is
something
it
that
presents?
Roger Clemens, he's not coming for 5 days. The launch doesn't happen yet. It's in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Clemens is not here yet. He's not here yet.
But he's coming.
He's coming. He's on his
he's
way.
He's a savior.
Right now,
the Yankees just have to hope by the time Clemens comes in at 19 and a half games back.
well, that would be something. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But first, I want to tell my listeners to call in the show. We got a 1 hour show tonight. We got a packed show. We may have some guest on, a guy, Matt Watson from a Detroit Pistons blog may join us. We also may have a writer.
Good series
from,
out there in Cleveland.
Yeah.
2-2 in the Detroit-Cleveland series. That should be fun.
Yep. And finally the Cavs have made that one a series. It took them 2 games, but...
Well, yeah, LeBron James took over in the last couple games.
25
He's
points
been playing
last
well.
Night.
I want to see LeBron in the finals. Let's see what he can do. I mean, enough of the Pistons already.
Yeah, enough
They're
of
always
it.
In the finals.
Yeah, enough of them. Yeah. Well, I like the Pistons, but I think...
They're not just like a fun team to watch, but, you know, they always get the job done. They're a good defensive team.
No doubt. Well, the Cavs, I think the first 2 games, they shot too many threes, and they missed the majority of them. And
the home team, right, has won every game in that series?
We'll see what happens with that. And finally, Utah lost at home, game 4. And
Utah is in a big hole now against
Utah,
the Spurs.
The Spurs are going to win that one. That's obvious.
San Antonio is basically down to the last hope.
I don't think they're going to win three in a row against San Antonio.
It's too good, San Antonio.
Well, what's the line to call us to call in? It's 1-646-478-5118. That's a 1-646-478-5118. You can also aim me during the show at Quaster06. That's with 2 S's, KWASSTER06. And you can share comments on the Mets, the Yankees, the NHL Stanley Cup, game 2 tonight, and as well as NBA playoffs.
And, Ethan, another interesting thing I'd like to mention here. It's a huge story in the NBA.
All right.
Kobe Bryant, apparently, he wants out of L.A.
That's nothing new.
And, he says that the management lied to him that they were going to rebuild the team and go for a championship, but apparently he's not happy with the team that is surrounding him. He wants some more championships while he's in his prime.
I tell you what, I would take Kobe right now for the Knicks.
I mean, the Knicks, I think they don't have enough young players to get him.
Yeah.
Not enough quality young players.
They don't have enough, that's right.
Salary.
Yeah. Well,
other than that, you know, they'd be a good candidate to get him.
Well, definitely, I mean, the Lakers weren't expected to beat the Suns. That was obvious.
I mean, the Knicks, maybe they could give him the Knicks would have to give up another first-round pick to get Kobe, so I don't think they would do it anymore.
Yeah,
I think they've learned their lesson.
Now, why do the Lakers do that? The best player, if Kobe leaves, would be Shmush Parker.
Well, if Kobe leaves, obviously they'd get quality player in return, a quality. They were talking in Chicago. There's a little bit of rumor in Chicago of a Kobe deal. They would send Ben Gordon and Ben Wallace. To L.A. for Kobe.
That would be a great trade.
For the Bulls, I mean, it's a little risky to do that. You're giving up a starting center and a starting point guard, but Kobe's the best player in the game, arguably.
Yeah, I would do that. The heartbeat.
And somebody's ringing my bell. 1 second.
Okay, we got Steven. Someone's ringing.
Handle
Steven.
Me for 1 second.
Someone's ringing Steven's bell right now.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Steven, is your dog?
No, my sister.
Oh, okay. All right, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, we just want to... until the call is ready. So, Steven, I want to play a little consoling for the Yankee fans.
Okay.
Personally, ourselves, we can't heal them, but I think this will... We did a deal with this other hotline in Blog Talk Radio. It's called the Yankee Suicide Hotline, and Yankee fans can call in there if they feel like they're towards the edge and just have had enough.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, well...
All right, give me some details.
I think it'll be self-explanatory.
Okay.
All right, here goes.
have reached the Yankee Suicide Hotline. If you're on the edge, press 1 now. If you have information relating to A-Rod at the strip club, please hold. If you want to manage the Yankees, press 3.
3.
If you think Aaron Hill was out trying to steal home last night, please hang up now. If not, we feel your pain. We do. We really do. Just call on the Yankee Suicide Hotline, and we'll be right with you to help you. We care. Thank you for calling the Yankee Suicide Hotline. I hope the Yankees may win a game in the near future. See ya. Later.
Yeah, that was just a little...
Very good, Ethan. Very good piece of work there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's serious. I mean, this is just a little something for Yankees fans.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great phone number to call.
Yeah, because we, personally, ourselves, being Mets fans, we can't heal the pain. We really can't. So we just give them that and see what happens.
I mean, a big factor, I think, to the Yankees a little bit struggling. Even last year, they struggled a little bit at times. I think this is very underrated. If you look at the Mets and Yankees now, Willie Randolph has switched to the Mets.
Yeah.
I think Willie Randolph was a big factor in helping Joe Torre.
No doubt.
A little
about
bit like Charlie Manuel. Was it Charlie Manuel on the Mets?
Charlie Manuel on the Mets. That's right.
Willie's assistant head coach who used to be a manager in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, well, Steven,
Willie was a big factor, I think. Willie brings winning tradition. He brings some fun to the team.
No doubt. He brings the energy to the Mets. The Mets are energetic.
Discipline.
Yeah, no doubt. The Yankees right now are like a bunch of grandfathers playing baseball.
And another interesting thing I want to say to all fans of the other 29 teams of baseball, except for the New York Mets.
Okay.
Sometimes, I was going on the ESPN message boards today, I had nothing better to do. So I see a lot of topics about Jose Reyes and how he tries to show up the other team with all his dances and stuff.
Well, why not?
I got
why
news
not?
For you. I mean, let's say you're a Yankee fan, right? Yankee fans are posting on ESPN message boards saying that Jose Reyes shows up the other team. That,
well,
like,
Steven, I'm telling you, it's
joke.
Not as bad as when Jay Payton used to do his showboating at the home run.
Well, I got to say one thing to Yankee fans. I mean, Jose Reyes is exactly what the Yankee fans aren't. You know, he's...
that's good, yeah.
He's youthful. He's exciting. He has fun with the game. He's good.
Yeah, he's
so
phenomenal.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, of course, last night...
Ethan, you have to go 5 minutes without me. My mom's on the other line.
Yeah,
I keep getting interrupted in these radio shows.
Well,
you're right back 2 minutes.
Back 2 minutes on the cell or the home phone?
Home.
Home phone?
You're right back.
All right, 5 minutes. All right, so Steven will be away for 5 minutes. Just 5 short minutes without the ace, man. It's okay, I'll take you along the way for the moment. We're talking Mets baseball. If you missed our Yankee Suicide Hotline, you can call that number as well, and they'll be sure to help you. They will. I mean, last night, another starting pitcher, another no-name starting pitcher, going against the Yankees and throwing 6 solid innings. I mean, it doesn't get more worse than that. Sean Markham, another 25-year-old starter, just blew them away once again. The Yankees, of course, got it going in the seventh. Finally, J.C. Yami with his 7th home run of the year. That was a pretty nice shot, I got to say. I think I should play a Yami call. No. I don't want to get the Yankees too excited. I mean, I wrote an article on a website, the Yankees finally showing some signs of life. I wrote it on my website, and also armchairgm.com. That's a great site as well. www.armchairgm.com. It's like your number one source for anything sports. You got to check that site. You got to join that site right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Back.
Oh, Ace Man is back on the air.
I'm back on the air.
All right. Anyway, so thanks. I was just talking about, I wrote an article on...
I'm like Mike Francesa. I take a little break in the show to get a donut. What is this?
Well, why not? Why not? A Twinkie.
Also, I was listening to Mike and the Mad Dog. That's why I mentioned that. Listening to Mike and the Mad Dog.
Why are you listening to them for?
After school.
Yeah, why
I was just listening to, make fun of them.
Okay, all right.
And this one guy is calling, telling Chris Russo he's a hypocrite.
Well,
and saying that all fans who boo Bonds should boo Guillermo Moto. So Bonds was saying, like, not Bonds. Russo was saying that fans should not boo Bonds, but they should boo Guillermo Moto, and he's saying Russo's a hypocrite. So this guy is having a big rant on why Bonds is a cheater and why Mota is a cheater. And then Mike Francesa...
Mota's not a cheater. His ERA was over 6 last year.
And then Mike Francesa butts in. He says, who are we talking about? So he was on his donut break.
That sounds,
so that's
like
why
it,
I mentioned that.
That sounds just like, you know, that's
I was watching, and yes, he comes back in with a full bottle of Diet Coke.
You got to save that moment. Maybe someone will post that at the moment on YouTube. And that's
oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
I mean, come on. I mean, this guy is having a big rant. He's literally screaming in the telephone like this.
Yeah, he's always, Russo's always screaming. I think maybe I should play one of his rants on the air.
Oh, my God. One of the best rants ever, Russo. His best call ever, Yankee fans, you're not going to like this. When the Yankees got eliminated by the Detroit Tigers last year,
ooh.
His opening statement was, and, you know, he does the end.
Yeah.
And he says, Oakland A's, Detroit Tigers tomorrow, let's play two.
Oh, yeah, remember that.
That was great.
Yeah,
that was great.
No,
that's
that,
one
that,
thing.
I mean, that was great. Yeah, that was one. That was something else, but.
Yeah, he's such an idiot, though.
What?
I mean, he's such an idiot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He doesn't know what he's. Well, he knows what he's talking about. Obviously, they know.
San Francisco Giant fans, like a Triple A team, they're horrible.
Yeah.
Except for Tim Lincecum, who's a very good pitcher.
Oh, he was great last night.
He has nasty stuff, Tim Lincecum.
The Mets got it going against him. Well, Delgado did hit that 2-run bomb.
And he's been compared to Doc Gooden a little bit. I could see that comparison, definitely. The way he throws hard,
yeah.
Throws with movement. He's young and he's
actually,
having
Steven,
success right away.
Steven, I do have the Chris Russo tape from the. From the Yankees got eliminated by the
let's play it.
Detroit Tigers. I do. I'm pretty sure this is it. I'm just opening up on YouTube right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can wait for the call. We got an hour, right?
Yeah. Hey, you want to hit the?
Well, I'm gonna remind people to call us.
All right. So Steven, just run down the information once again. Information.
Okay. Well, if you want to call us, give us a call, please.
Please call
number
us, please.
One.
We're begging you. Begging you.
Number is 1-646-478-5118. That's 1-646-478-5118.
Yeah.
Or email Ethan.
Well.
Not email him. Instant message him.
Yeah.
At quaster06@AOL.com. That's quaster06@AOL.com.
That's with two S's, by the way.
A double S. What do you think that means?
Yeah, yeah. All right. We're going to play this Mike and Mad Dog thing here. Made the intro in the beginning, but here it is. I'm pretty sure this is it.
Let's play the clip.
Okay.
We have to listen to the theme music too. Can we have this clip cut, producers? We shouldn't be sponsoring them on the air. That. I keep the barn.
How are you today? Tigers and Athletics have all night. Let's play two.
There it is.
What a great call.
Oh, man, that was amazing. There's a video clip here. They show Francesa, and he's just like, he's got his head down.
And you know what Francesa says after that, which is classic. He says, the New York Giants had a good game yesterday.
Yeah.
Tries to get away from the Yankees.
Oh, actually, no, I'll play the rest. You want to hear that?
Yeah, let's hear that.
All right, here we go.
You know what, Ethan?
Good afternoon there, Michael. How are you, pal?
How about that Giant defense? Boy, did Tom do a job.
Yeah, exactly right.
Had him ready to play.
Oh, they were flying.
Shut down the Redskins.
Who cares about Shockey?
Absolutely.
I mean, what a job on
it. Absolutely.
Jets.
All right, tough game for the Jets. Okay, McNabb, very good.
See, now he's getting on the Jets there.
Oh, yeah, well, now he's trying to get away from the Yankees.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that laugh by Russo. I mean,
that was
amazing.
Can we play that again, please? For all the Yankee fans listening?
No, Steve, I don't want to.
All right. Stop taking up the radio time with
We're not going.
Fat. Too fat ass.
Yeah.
Mad dog, whatever.
We're not going too below the belt.
Oh, but that is great.
We're
that's
not,
great
we're not
radio.
Going under the epidermis. We just want to stay calm. We understand. You know, the Yankee fans have feelings.
All right, well, if you want to talk anything with us, anything, I don't care, four major sports except for soccer, you can call us at 1-646-478-5118. Please, can we have a couple of telephone calls here? We'll be on the air till 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
And Mets playing tonight against the Giants. They took the first game of the series. Yankees are looking to avoid the sweep against Toronto.
Yeah, yes, they are. But,
And Mets, Atlanta lost last night. To the Milwaukee Brewers. The Mets have pulled five games ahead of the Braves now. The Braves
are
in a big funk.
We got to thank the Brew Crew last night.
And Carlos Delgado back on track.
Yeah, Carlos Delgado back on track.
He has four home runs in the last three games, so
yep.
He's the hottest hitter in the major leagues right now.
Yeah.
He's hitting .440 in the last week.
Yeah.
He has 9 RBIs, so he's red hot at the plate right now.
Yeah, how about Oliver Perez last night?
Yes, and Oliver Perez was great.
He didn't earn the win.
And Lincecum was great, but it eventually came down to the bullpen. Joe Smith was shaky, but he ended up getting the win.
Oh, yeah, he gave him the lead run.
Armando Benitez, of course, with the two balks to Jose Reyes.
Yeah, Stephen, in our intro, we played Delgado's walk-off home run. Great call by Gary Cohen.
Great call by – it's a classic. It reminds me of his old radio calls when Piazza would hit those big home runs.
Yeah, well, once in a while.
You know what? If you could ever find this call, it's like one of the best calls ever.
Uh-huh.
Atlanta against the Mets, 10-run inning.
Okay.
10-run inning.
Yep.
And it's 8-8. The Mets have scored 7 runs in the inning.
Oh, yeah, I heard that call before.
It's a 3-run home run. It's like,
yeah.
And he goes crazy. It's
well,
great
first,
call.
First team, I want to play just something for Yankee fans. Giambi last night, of course, the solo, as Steve Summers likes to say, the Sultan of Shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He took roids, too.
What?
I mean, I think every team has a player or two who took roids.
Yeah. We're going to play the Giambi home run call right now.
Let's play the Giambi home run.
Last night, the Yankees
throwing?
Finally did something with this.
Giambi swings this one high and deep to left center field. Lynn going back along with Vernon Wells, and this one is gone. Forget about it. A game-tying home
How about
run
that?
From Jason Giambi, and we are now tied at one. And the effort of Sean Markham is done for the night. As Giambi, you can see him limping.
How about that?
I'll be right back. My dad's on the other line.
Oh, it's like Stephen gave me
one
that.
Second.
All right, dog. Yeah, right now, it's just Quas. Aceman once again went away. He's been playing musical chairs in his house there, but he'll be back on in a moment. Right now, it's Quas. Aceman back. All right. I'm getting calls here. Please call in. Please call into our show. We got a great show. We got plenty of time left. The call-in number to our program is 1-646-478.
I'm back.
5118. Oh, yeah. Oh, Steven's back on the air. 1-646-478-5118. You aim me at Quaster06. Please, somebody get on. We're
get some telephone calls, please.
What?
Something to make our show interesting.
Yeah. Say it in French.
What?
Oh, all right.
Can I say it in French?
Telephone A.
Ethan, we got to find some John Sterling calls here.
Oh, well.
From last season when the Yankees were good.
If I play John Sterling's call, I mean. Well, I do have a little call. I have a call of an A-Rod home run.
Okay.
It was actually a really funny call because.
You know which call we got to play? I got a call to play. I'm going to save it for later in the show, though. All
right, yeah, cool. Wait, I don't know if I have the. Oh no! I have the Aaron home run. I have it. It's well, it's a funny call if I can find it in the archives here. It was a funny call because John Sterling, he stopped for a moment. He realized that he had to add the A bomb from A-Rod into
okay.
the call. That's why.
An A bomb is it that one of those?
Yeah, I think Russo might have. You know, I hope.
Oh, you know, it was great. You know,
hope Mike DiMaggio don't listen to our show because they're gonna get a little bit pissed.
I don't care. You know, I told you, right? I went to Hooters a couple of weeks ago for the Subway Series.
Yeah.
So, it was Billy Wagner against Jason Giambi the last two outs of the game.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was two outs in the ninth inning, so he was down to the final out. Wagner struck out Giambi.
Okay.
So, everybody in the restaurant was chanting, the Mets fans, The Giambino.
The Giambino.
The Giambino was great.
Yeah. All the Mets were chanting this, really?
Yeah, I was chanting that.
Wow.
The Giambino sucks, you know? Those type of chants.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And of course, last night, LeBron James, it was the king show once again. Last night is the Pistons win once again.
Mm-hmm.
Nice win for them last night. Big win for the Detroit. For the Cavaliers. And that series now tied up 2-2. So I guess that's...
Wait, the Cavs won last night.
Yeah, Cavs. Yeah, my bad. It's the Pistons always winning, you know. I get confused.
Yeah.
But that series now tied up. And how about game two tonight between the Ducks and the Senators, also on Versus. What else is new?
Yeah.
But game two is tonight.
Reversing.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I think the Yankees will. My bad. Too much Yankee talk. I think the Senators will probably get a big blowout win tonight. Because remember, game two.
I think the Senators are gonna win tonight.
Yeah, I think so too. Even though I thought the Ducks would win in four, I think the Senators. Their A line is gonna come.
Well, you're going against your pick now. Come on.
What?
You're going against your picks.
Well, I'm not betting.
I said Ducks in seven, so I think the Senators are gonna win tonight.
Is your dad involved in any NHL Stanley Cup pools?
Nah, he doesn't watch them. I mean, how could you watch it? He probably doesn't even know what Channel Versus is.
Yeah.
I give him 408 guesses. He still won't guess it.
Wow.
I mean, the NHL does such a poor job. If you're going to have a game on Versus, you have to advertise like it's like there's no end of the world.
Yeah.
You got to advertise on all the main networks.
Yep. Where is it? Where is that A-Rod?
Well, you know, but if you're a team like the New York Yankees, you don't really have to advertise.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to get views no matter what because, you know, the Met fans will watch if they're losing. Yankee fans will watch if they're winning.
Yes, that's right.
So the Yankees, you know, like the best franchise in sports.
Yeah.
21-29.
Yeah, 21, 8 games under. Oh, someone wrote a comment on some website that there's no playoff contending team.
Ethan, you gotta hold the line again. I got another phone call.
All right, Steven.
I'll be right back.
Keep rolling the musical chairs there. Well, anyway, as I was saying, there's no playoff team that gets as much. There's no playoff caliber team that gets as much coverage as the Yankees do for their losses. I mean, come on, these losses. Finally, the Post and the Daily News gave the Mets the back page last night. Well, they had to. I mean, obviously, the Mets game was 10 times, not 20 times, more exciting than the Yankee game. Well, that steal was kind of exciting. When Aaron Hill crossed the plate.
Hello?
Yo, you got some backtrack there, dog.
Do I?
Yeah, it's good now. Yo?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm better now, right?
Anyway, there's a big story now. Well, the Post, the king of all tabloids, reported this. A-Rod reportedly, to add more to the Yankee saga this year, all the problems the Yankees have, and now they need this. A-Rod was reportedly hitting a strip club with a mystery blonde girl.
I got another phone call. Do you believe this?
Who wouldn't call you?
All right, I'll be right back. I'm so popular.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so A-Rod, apparently he met this girl in Los Angeles, and then followed him into, I don't think he met him in Los Angeles. I don't know. Story was, after Los Angeles series, they were spotted at some steakhouse in Toronto, and then they were spotted going to some Toronto strip club. This was on Sunday night, very late Sunday night. Well, that's not what the Yankees want, especially with everything else going on right now, and A-Rod making some more attention here. So, see what happens with that. But right now, Ace and the Quas on the air. Steven back in a bit here. We got about 30 seconds left not 30 seconds, we got about a full half hour left in this show. We want to take your phone calls. Let me fix my dashboard here. Wait one second, waiting for Steven to come back on. I got another call there. Now he's got to take his phone, and I understand. Hopefully get somebody calling in here. Mets, Yankees.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, Steven's back. Steven, once again. Steven Ackerman, everybody, once again.
I'm back. Guess who's back?
Back again.
Shady's. All right, enough with that.
Yeah. You want to play some beats, Steven? You got some beats in the back there?
I got some beats in 2 seconds because I got another phone call.
All right.
Do you believe this?
Yeah, this is
1 second, Ethan.
Who's calling you?
I don't know.
Like five girlfriends or something?
No.
Know about?
1 second.
All right. So Steven will get back to us in a second here. Please, somebody call in Amos, Quaster 06, KWASSTER 06. You can also call us at 1-646-478-5118. If you missed it, we're going to play a little bit of, we'll play once again the Yankee Suicide Hotline, because the phone lines are very busy right now for the Yankee Suicide Hotline. Everybody wants to call in, and it's very painful. I mean, they haven't won in 7 years, and now they're 8 games under. No, we're not trying to. People ask me if I'm being nasty toward the Yankees. No, I'm not trying to be nasty toward the Yankees. I'm trying to uplift them. I'm trying to share some encouraging.
Steven is back again.
Steven is back once again, everybody. Steven Ackerman back on the air.
It's amazing. It's like I'm like.
Just keep doing it.
I'm like in like an NBA player in foul trouble. I'm in and out, in and out.
Yeah, in and out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
So.
Steven, we're gonna play the Yankees through the hotline once again. So that people can. People didn't hear it the first time.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help.
Hello?
Yeah. Was that like a little intro to Susan Hotline there?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, never mind. See me there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Anyway. Yeah, but we'll play this clip for the Yankees once again.
Which clip is this?
This is the Susan Hotline once again. Because people didn't hear it before.
Oh, yeah. All right. We got a.
Short
this is
clip.
Our second half hour.
What? Yeah, we still got we have plenty of time to finish the show.
Okay.
People
see.
To call in. So let's play this one. Yankees need it, you know.
Okay, I'm gonna get some Yankee clips together, right?
All right.
Let's play it.
We're just trying to help them out, you know.
Hello. You have reached the Yankee Suicide Hotline. If you're on the edge, press 1 now. If you have information relating to A-Rod at the strip club. Please hold. If you want to manage the Yankees, press 3. If you think Aaron Hill was out trying to steal home last night, please hang up now. If not, we feel your pain. We do, we really do. Just call on the Yankee Suicide Hotline, and we'll be right with you to help you. We care. Thank you for calling the Yankees Suicide Hotline. We hope the Yankees may win a game in the near future. See ya. Later.
Right, that was just
very good clip put together there.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow if the Yankees get swept, we're going to have a little bit more. We're going to add a
beautiful.
Pound key. Well, they won't get swept. They'll find a way to win tonight.
Yeah.
They should. Who's pitching tonight for them?
For who, the Yankees?
Yeah. Oh, it's Clipboard.
Clifford?
Tyler Clifford has the Mets number this year.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
And some guy named Lich pitching for Toronto.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens that game. But
see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Braves won today.
Did they? Okay.
They won 9-3, so the Mets don't really have a chance of extending their lead to 6. But
okay.
The Mets have... Yeah, and also the Twins beat the White Sox. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah. So that game... But, the Braves had a big eighth inning, and they finally beat the Brewers. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right. I actually have another call. Hold on 1 sec, Steven. You can remind the numbers of the calls
okay.
And the listeners.
No problem, man.
I have another call. Wait 1 sec.
Hello, listeners. Ethan's on telephone call, so I'll be taking you for a couple of minutes here. Ethan's like me. He's a very busy man. So, yeah, we're talking about the Mets and the Yankees tonight. Yankees playing Toronto Mets against the San Francisco Giants in Game 2 of a 3-game series.
Hi, I'm back.
All right, nice, Ethan.
That was my dad on the other line.
What?
My dad.
Okay.
There we go. Phone running off.
All right, we got
only people calling us are people we know.
You know, we got to put our shows more in prime time so we don't get as many phone calls.
Yeah,
it's like rush hour.
And also,
right now
we're competing against Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yeah. Too bad our phone line isn't busy with our calls. It's busy with our families.
Yeah, we should find somebody to call in here. Yeah, we'll see what happens anyway. Hopefully someone will call in the next 25 minutes.
24 minutes.
Yep. Wait, is Tyler Clifford 2-0? I think he is.
I think he lost the last game.
He took 24 innings. Torrey took him out early.
I think he didn't fare as well against the Angels as he did against the Mets.
Yep, and tonight the Mets.
Pretty impressive in the Mets game, but yeah, you can tell. I don't think he's really going to be
tonight,
a
tonight, Glavine goes for his sixth win and also career win number 296.
I think it's 296.
296, so he's only
four. Started the year at 290, so it's got to be 296.
Yep, and guess who's pitching for the Giants tonight?
Barry Zito, Mr. $150 million.
He's 4-5 with an ERA just below 5.
Well, that's clearly worth the money. I mean,
yeah, come on,
a great investment.
The Giants, right? Are Giants in fourth place? I think they're in fourth.
Compare him to a guy like John Mean.
Hi. Yeah.
Steven, anyway, Steven
is working.
Steven's talking to people on the line.
Hello?
Yeah. Anyway,
my mom just got home, so now she wants to talk to me.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't want to talk to you?
I know, man, I'm so popular.
Anyway.
I mean, speaking of who doesn't want to talk to me, let's get some phone calls here.
Come on, somebody call into our program.
I mean, what, we're not getting any listeners today? I mean, come on.
I got more people on the technology show calling in. Come on, call in the sports.
Who cares about technology?
What?
Who cares about technology? Sports, come on.
Yeah, come on, sports, call in. All right.
1-646. 478-5-1-1.
Anybody wants to call in and disagree what we just said about the technology or sports, call in. We don't care.
If anybody wants to call in with any topic about sports, any sport at all, okay, even soccer at this point, you can call us. Come on.
And Matt just does. Well, yes.
Maybe we should start having a Mike in the Morning show. Maybe we won't accept any phone calls.
Yeah, we'll see what happens to that.
Because people don't want to call us. They're boycotting us. I don't know why.
I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. I mean,
what about your friends like John Schieber?
John Schieber, yeah.
Come on, give us a call, John Schieber.
Come on, John Schieber, call in. Share your stuff with us. Come on, we got people calling. And maybe I'll aim someone to call in. You know, I'll aim someone to call.
Maybe.
We can't be too desperate. I mean.
I know. I mean, it's like if we aim people to call in our show, it's like taking steroids.
Yeah, it's like what Yami's doing.
We could assume people to, we could try to, you know, get people to call the show, but if they don't want to, they don't have to.
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm on the air, I have a couple.
I mean, guys, we're going an hour without commercials. We need a little bit of a break. Let's go.
Yeah, come on, we can't talk. Yeah, but there's people who can call in here. The number is 1-646-478-5118. That's 1-646-478-5118. Amy during the show at Quaster 06.
All right, let's go completely off topic here. Let's go to NCAA lacrosse. It was a pretty good game the other day.
For who?
It was Duke against Johns Hopkins.
Oh.
And Duke.
It's the Duke team that had a whole rape.
They were allowed to play this year and they did very good. They were the number one seed.
Yep.
Hopkins was the number two seed.
Yep.
And Hopkins took a huge lead in this game. He took like a 5-goal lead.
Lacrosse like
half.
Hockey and soccer. Who would want to watch that?
Oh, I don't like lacrosse, but let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So Hopkins was up by a lot, and
uh-huh.
then Duke came back. They fought back, but Hopkins held on to him by one. They got the game-winning goal with like 3 minutes left.
How about that trade the Yankees made last season? I mean, this offseason, trading Gary Sheffield to the Tigers. I think they're regretting that now.
Well,
yesterday the Tigers beat the Devil Rays 14.
Well, I thought that was a good trade for the Yankees. They got some young arms for Sheffield, but for this year it's not going to be good, but maybe for the future.
Well, Gary Sheffield's having a renaissance season with the Tigers. His average is...
He kind of struggled in April, but he's picking up in May.
His
like,
average 262. Yesterday,
Delgado.
Two home runs. He drove in five. He went 3-for-6.
And now also, speaking of this Met lineup...
He now has 12 homers.
With Carlos Delgado starting to hit now.
Oh, we have a caller. Wait, we have a caller.
Do we have a caller?
I think I know who this caller is. Tell us, what's your name, where you're calling from? We do have a caller right now.
Okay.
Hello, what's your name, where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is John, and I am calling from New York, Queens, New York.
Oh, hold on.
What's on your mind?
All right. I would just like to say, everyone out there listening, go Mets. You are going to kick the Giants' ass tonight. Woohoo! Yeah! Go Mets!
Yeah, that's right. We're going to kick their butt tonight.
Damn
that's right. Barry Zito is going to get shelled.
Yep.
Are you still online?
Yeah, he's still here.
Yep, I'm here.
This is John Schreiber, by the way.
Oh, is it? All right.
This is John Schreiber. For everyone who's listening, you guys might have heard me on, I have an air show with Quasi, System Showdown. You guys could check it out. It's at blogtalkradio.com/showdown. And, yeah, and I'm a special guest on here, I suppose. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And who said you could advertise on our show? I'm just kidding. I'm just playing with you.
Well, I'm sorry. Hey. Yeah, well, all right. Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, you guys have an awesome show. I just want to say that. And
thank you.
And, John, are you thinking about calling the Yankee Suicide Hotline?
Nah. As for everyone who knows, I'm a Mets fan, so I don't need to be calling no Suicide Hotline, man. Going to let the Yankee fans do that.
Well, yeah. The Mets are 33-17, and we don't need no suicide.
Yeah.
Damn right, yeah.
We're flying. All right, John, thanks for calling our show. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call.
Oh, not a problem, guys. Keep up the good work, and I hope you guys get a lot more calls. All right, peace out. Go, Matt.
Peace out, John. Thank you for
calling
in.
Yeah, peace out.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's John Schreiber joins me on the other program.
Yeah,
right now. Well,
Okay, well, it took 41 minutes to get that.
Yes. We still got plenty of time left in the show. We still got plenty of time to call people, callers. You know, I've listened
18 minutes.
What?
18 minutes left.
18 minutes. Same time it takes to make matzah. So come on, call in.
Same time it takes for Roger Clemens to make $10 million.
Yeah, that's right. 18 minutes, same. So call in our program.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah?
We should think of all the things Roger Clemens could do with one pitch.
With one pitch.
And look, I got another phone call.
All right, Steven.
Be right back.
Once again, Steven Ackerman going away. The musical chair brigade. This is not planned. This is actually improvised in. Well, let's think about some things Clemens could do with. Let's see. What could Clemens do with one pitch? Well, he could break the screen, the backstop at Yankee Stadium. Let's see what else he can do. He can make $5 million with one pitch, and that's basically how much he's making per pitch, $28 million. And he still has not pitch yet for the Yankees this year, though he will be coming up.
Okay, call him back after them.
Mommy?
Steven, you're on candid camera. Steven?
Steve's back.
Oh, yeah, you said you're on candid camera there. Anyway, Steven, have you looked at MLB.com? They have the first results of the All-Star game. The Mets are leading in four positions.
Well, people are going to say New York always gets the vote, but, you know, all the Mets are on there. They deserve it.
Laduca's leading in catcher. Reyes and Wright.
I mean, you could argue for Russell Martin.
Yeah.
Another phone call.
Well, this keeps on
my
rolling.
God.
If you're getting called, call me.
Yeah, please.
1-646-478-5118. That's a 1-646-478-5118. Please call on our program, and we'll be happy to hear your comments on the air. You can also aim us at Quaster06. We really should be getting people calling in. Maybe I'll aim.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm back. No more radio shows at 5:00.
Yeah, we have to reschedule that. Or maybe tell people to call in. I'll tell some dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, well, I was saying the Mets do have four players in the All-Star game. They got Paul Laduca leading at catcher, Reyes and Wright, and Beltran leading. Also,
Beltran is the leading vote-getter in the National League, the whole National League at all positions.
Yeah, and Mr. 40 years old, Moises Alou, he's leading. He's actually tied for seventh in outfield.
Well, maybe she played.
Yeah, and Sean Green is 12th. So Jose Valentin, I was surprised, is fifth.
Really? All right. Well, I don't think I think Utley will probably make it. Who's leading in all positions? Can you read off the list? NL and AL?
Yeah, I'm getting.
Are there any Yankees on the list?
Probably
A-Rod, right?
I'd be surprised if any Yankees. Oh, just maybe A-Rod. Yeah, A-Rod. All right, here's. I'll read. Want to hear the AL or the NL?
You know, probably Hideki Matsui and Ichiro are probably going to make it because, you know, they get all the Japanese.
No, I'll read the AL first.
Okay, let's read off the
base,
AL.
Obviously, David Ortiz. Giambi is trailing deeply in second.
You know, for the American League, I understand this year it's in National League Park, but when the All-Star game is in the American League Park, they should have a separate DH.
Robinson Cano, Mr. Butterfingers, is leading at second base. But
that's shocking.
Bailey over Polanco. Ian Kinsler is getting a lot of votes there.
Well, Ian Kinsler's having... Cano has, like, what, 2 home runs? He shouldn't make the team. He doesn't.
I think it's just people, just Yankee fans voting 25 times.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Yankees are still America's team, even if they're 21-30.
Derek Jeter is dominant at shortstop. And
that's not surprising. He's
Cologne.
Still good.
Captain Cologne, as you coined him.
Yeah, I love him. His cologne is so, like, manly. I mean, girly.
Anyway, Derek Jeter is leading at there, and Tejada is trailing deeply at second. A-Rod's leading at third base, so it looks like both left sides...
It'd be Yankee infield.
Both sides of... Oh, yeah, that's right. Giambi... Wow, unbelievable.
It could be Yankees.
Unbelievable, a team under eight.
Isn't that good? The Yankees versus the NL All-Stars.
Yeah.
Well, that's Yankees, great. What about the outfield?
The catcher leading is Pudge.
Okay, that's not
leading
surprising.
Leading over Joe Mauer. Actually, that race is...
Yeah, if anything, Jorge Posada should be at catcher.
Posada's fourth.
He's having a huge year.
Yeah, especially after allowing the...
Cano shouldn't be on the team. Jeter shouldn't be on the team.
Yeah.
But A-Rod and Posada deserve it. They've been hitting all year.
Yeah, in the outfield is Guerrero, Ramirez, and Suzuki.
Okay.
All three guys that were once rumored to be Mets, by the way.
The AL team is basically the same as last year.
Yeah, all three guys once rumored to be Mets, Guerrero, Ramirez, and Suzuki.
Yeah, mostly Manny Ramirez.
Yep.
Well, we should have gotten Vlad.
Abreu is fifth. Mr. Cedeno there in the outfield. And
what about the National League? Who's leading all the positions?
Let me get there. As you know, catcher is called Aduca.
The American League really doesn't have a natural... Well, never mind. Ichiro is a leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder who's going to bat ninth in that American League lineup. Or eighth.
I see.
Yeah, definitely. All right, what about the National League?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay. National League All-Stars.
Yeah, the National League All-Stars. Well, David Wright leading at third.
Okay.
A-Rod leading at... I'm pretty sure, I know Beltran's number one.
Mets have the left side of the infield?
Mets have the left side of the infield. That's right.
You have Jose Reyes at shortstop, but J.J. Hardy's probably going to get snubbed.
Yeah.
You know, J.J. Hardy will probably make it from the manager.
Yeah.
Who's managing the team again? It's going to be Tony La Russa,
oh
boy.
Oh, man.
Man, you know, he's not going to pick any extra Mets, that's for sure.
Yeah, we don't have any callers right now. We're still 12 months left. We got to start advertising more, because...
Yeah, we do. We got to start advertising, like, on Mets blog.
Yeah, maybe.
Try to get Matt Serrano on the show.
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to get Dupuy on the show.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk some Mets. Enough with the Yankees blog and... Well, the Yankees, I mean, I don't mind talking Yankees baseball. You know, like, it's still baseball, but, you know, the Mets I prefer.
Yeah, who wouldn't right now? I mean,
yeah.
There's some people who called up the fan yesterday and saying they were converting from Yankee fans to Mets fans. It's hard. No, it's hard to convert.
You can't convert. It's 50 games into the season. I could have converted in 2001.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell? I haven't converted yet, and I never will.
No, don't.
That's the difference between the Mets fan and the Yankee fan. I think the Mets fan's a little bit more loyal.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens to that.
You trying to play Delgado's home run call again?
I didn't play the first one yet.
Yeah.
Did I? We got limits, but I'm going to tell someone to call in because I want to get some flavor on the show. Oh,
yeah.
Steve, want to play some Spanish flavor?
Spanish flavor?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to give me a couple minutes, but I will.
All right.
Got to set it up, you know. I don't got any producers at my house.
What?
I don't got any producers at my house.
Hurts my laugh in the background there.
Have you ever listened to the Stephen A. Smith show?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, he's got good stuff.
You think he's gangster?
Oh, he's real gangster.
Oh, yeah.
He's real
just
gangster.
Just like us, man.
Yeah, all right, we have, Delgado's 2-run homer off of Tim Limcom, the stud for the Giants yesterday. Here's the call, Carlos Delgado, 2-run bomb. Oh, wait, hold on one sec. My bad there a little. Here it is.
I'll be down in a couple of minutes. Okay.
Hits one in the air. Deep right field. Back goes Lewis. Back at the wall. out of here. Carlos Delgado ties the game with a two-run homer, his sixth of the year.
Wow. How about that? How about that?
Very nice. The stroke arrived back Saturday night, and Delgado has brought the power home to tie up the game.
Well,
Ethan,
four home runs in three games.
I got some business to attend to, so I'm going to have to leave now.
All right.
Okay, man, I'll see you tomorrow. We had fun today. Good show today.
All right,
see you. Hopefully get some more phone calls next time.
Yeah,
guys.
I'll see if I get any calls. We got 9 minutes left. I want to get somebody on the air.
Yeah, definitely. All right, I'll see you, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks for tuning in. All right, Dave, man. He had a lot of calls during this show, so now he has some things he has to do. So it'll just be me taking you away for the next 9 minutes. Who wants to listen to me already? But taking phone calls, trying to get people to call in. See if we get anybody calling in here. Hopefully get somebody to call in. 1-646-478-5118. We had John Schieber on earlier. He joins me on the System Showdown. He advertised on on the program. www.blogtalkradio.com/showdown. I want to get some people to call in. This is crazy. Well, you got to start off like this, you know. You got to deal with this stuff. We'll probably have a show tomorrow as well. I'm going to Guitar Fest after this, later on in the program. So we'll see if anybody can call in here and share their stuff. See what happens. But we're supposed to have a guest down from Detroit Pistons. The www.DetroitBadBoys.com. Funny name for a website. The Pistons aren't really too bad. They're add to on the team, but of course they got guys like Billups and Hamilton who definitely wear interesting you can say costumes when they play. And of course the LeBron show the last two games that series tied at 2, and now that's a series. San Antonio leads 3-1 in their series game tonight of the NHL Stanley Cup. How much of that? Man, I can't. This is crazy. I don't want to. Let's just get back to what we're doing here. Oops. What's that? Where's that playing? Let's get some stuff. Oh, that's
Armando Benitez. A balk scores the tying run, and then Carlos Delgado's second of the
night. Yeah, the Mets they mobbed Carlos Delgado at home plate. That was a sight at Shea. That was a beauty when the Mets won that one. By a final score of 5-4. And it's kind of depressing for the Yankees right now. It's very emotional. I just had a little something, Yankees. I don't want to go too below the belt, too under the skin. Here, by the way, just tuning in, Aceman Laquas. Aceman had to attend to some business, but he was with us for the most part of the show. We had John Schieber on. He's a great guest, of course. And now we'll play a little something for Yankee fans. A little clip after yesterday's game when the Yankees lost. They really got to get their, not only the offense going, but the pitching going as well. So let's see what happens with that. We have a little clip here. The Yankee fan, yesterday's game, when Alexo Rios did this.
Payoff pitch on the way, and Rios hits a high fly ball to center field to Johnny Damon. Linden tagging at third. This should be deep enough. Damon gets the ball headed towards home plate.
How about that?
Lynn will score, and the Blue Jays take a 3-2 lead.
How about them Blue Jays?
Freddy Rios with a sacrifice fly to center field. You're right, Kenny. You got to give him some credit here. The pitch is supposed to be down and away. Scott Proctor does...
he does him a favor right there. He throws a fastball up in the zone, so all Rios has to do is make contact, and that ball is going to be elevated for the sacrifice fly.
Yeah, but that was yesterday. We got 4 months left in the program. I'll take your phone calls now. All right, we got to advertise. The point is we got to get advertised. We got to get people on. We're averaging about four or five listeners a game. I got to do some Facebook things. Got to post an event thing. I got to do some stuff. Also, let me give a little advertisement for our website here, www.ksnonlinehome.com. That's www.ksnonlinehome.com. KSNONLINEHOME.com. We have some great news articles there we post, some other interacting links there. I'm also, check out youtube.com/A to Z Productions. We're kind of like endorsing Aaron Zarabi. Some freaking hilarious videos there you can check out. That's www.youtube.com. A, that's capital A, two, T-O, capital Z, and then lowercase productions, productions. Check that out. So, and maybe with the Yankees to the hotline once again. And then they call us here. Yeah, kind of interesting. 1 hour program, and they call us. We gotta start expanding, you know. Yeah, I'm just typing here. Just don't mind me for a sec. But stay on, though. Stay on, listen, stay on. All right, I'm just typing now, but sorry, I don't want to get that little problem because speakers weren't working. Speakers are working today. I fixed them, made sure I've been plugging it right. Let's see. We have a caller. We do have a caller, a 917 number right now. We got a caller on the line, and I'll put him on right now. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dan. I'm calling from New York.
Thanks. What's on your mind today, Dan?
I just wanted to talk about the Mets.
Okay.
I'm disappointed that Willie Randolph is still using Julio Franco. I think he's a good guy to have in the clubhouse, but you don't want him coming off the bench, especially bottom of the ninth with two outs. There are plenty of other guys there, Damian Easley could have come in, could have had.
No doubt about it. But right now, who else can you replace Julio Franco with?
I think once somebody comes off the DL, be it Alou or Sean Green, or once Lassen's Millage is ready to come up, and he's hurt right now, you put one of them in. Green.
I have another caller right now. You can stay on the line and put another caller on. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey.
Hello?
How's it going?
Hello, who's this? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Me, baby, me.
I'm not sure who this is. Some weird call on the show. All right, we're going to hang on to that guy. Never mind, you got to always be careful with... Oops. All right, hang up. Yeah. Never mind. My bad. The guy didn't want
it to happens.
Play. What?
It happens. It's like... It's insanity. It's like using Julio Franco in the ninth inning with two outs, right? Same thing.
Yeah. It happens, so.
It happens.
Obviously, I know that... That Franco's taking a lot of cold third strikes when he's supposed to come through from the clutch. But last night, I mean,
he ripped it. You know, last night, you can't blame him for the results last night. He ripped it up the middle, and he's coming a great play. But still, you gotta wonder. You know, it can't be a.
Yeah.
You gotta wonder what Willie's thinking there.
But oh, that guy's calling back in. Wow.
So have some fun with him.
What? Have some fun with him?
Have fun with him.
Really? All right.
Yeah, why not?
How would you get in trouble?
Oh, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Joe. From California.
All right. Never mind. Forget that. this is like, maybe it's Pyatt calling in. You never know.
Maybe it's Willie Randolph himself.
Yeah.
Just got off the radio on the fan.
Yeah. Oh, you're just on the fan?
He's just on the fan, so he must have just got
him. I'm sure Chris Russo's having a great time with him.
I'm sure.
Yep. All right, Dan Lewis, thanks for sharing your comments on the Mets, and check out armchairgm.com, everybody. That's www.armchairgm.com.
Anytime.
Okay.
Probably soon.
Thank
Bye.
You, Dan Lewis. All right. I had a weird call at the end there. Wow. You never know what you might expect from callers. I guess we finally want to ask for a call, and it was a nothing wasn't a blessing in disguise there. But yeah, we're going to end up now on KSN Radio. Glad to have two callers today, both people I know. I mean, we got to get some people on who I don't know. Well, I mean, not that, but somebody else. All right, we'll play a little. Let me hear the end off the show. I guess should we play the Yankee Suicide Hotline again? One more time can't hurt. And then we'll end off. I got another call. Wait one sec. Oh, it's... Yeah, hold on a sec. Hello? Am I still on the air? Oh, good, I'm still in the air. All right, we'll just play a little quick pickup here, and we'll end off. We got a weird call at the end. The end there happened, you got to expect it, yeah. All right, here, we'll play something, and then we end off here. This is Sports Doctor Ace Man on the Quas, www.ksnonlinehome.com, also www.blogtalkradio.com/ksn, and with this hotline, or with something else, and then see you later, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today with Ace Man and the Quas.
You have reached the Yankee Suicide Hotline. If you're on the edge, press 1 now. If you have information relating to A-Rod at the strip club, please hold. If you want to manage the Yankees, press 3. If you think Aaron Hill was out trying to steal home last night, please hang up now. If not, we feel your pain. We do, we really do. Just call on the Yankee Suicide Hotline, and we'll be right with you to help you. We care. Thank you for calling the Yankee Suicide Hotline. We hope the Yankees may win a game in the near future. See ya later.
Yep, that was just, once again, Yankee Suicide Hotline. You can call number as well as our show. Calling our show, and you got a number of calls right now, so we don't have any calls right now. So just hang up. We'll be ending off here. You've been listening to KSN Radio, sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, Ace Man on the Quas, the Sports Docket. See you later. This is probably the best show thus far, and we're glad that we got this through today. All right. Peace out, y'all. See you later. Stay tuned tomorrow for another edition of the Sports Docket with Ace Man and the Quas. See you later, everybody.